And welcome back to the Hippie Dyslexic Homestead. All right, guys, today I'm going to talk about the formula crisis and breastfeeding. So I'm going to give you my opinion of what's going on and just some information about breastfeeding. So let's just start off with the formula crisis. So right now, at least in the United States, there is a shortage of available baby formula. They say that the reason why is because there's a deadly bacteria that was found in one of the factories that has caused the factory to shut down. And that has just rolled over. I guess that was like in the fall of last year, and it's still continuing. And now we're seeing like this masses of formula shortages. And of course, inflation is going to really through the roof. And so there's another reason why formula is either hard to get or people are struggling. I know I personally have gone to several grocery stores in my area, and it one place I went to a local Walmart, and they were like wiped out. Like there was like a couple of cans. I was actually blown away. And then there was another or two other local grocery stores. I didn't have any at all. So I was actually shocked because I didn't know if we were really having a shortage or if it was just kind of mainstream media pushing that narrative. But whether it is or isn't, I don't know. I just know in my particular area, I have definitely seen some shortages. Now, I just find it personally interesting that Gates decided, and Bezos, and was I think it was Zuckerberg, I can't remember the three, they decided that they were going to put billions of dollars to a other another formula option, which is like, what? Like, they say it's going to be like, what do they call it? Like, another alternative to breast milk, but they call it synthetic soy breast milk, which is like infuriating to me. One, I really don't like Gates. I'm gonna be straight up honest. I have not liked him for a very long time, ever since his 1997 interview when he talked about things I'm just not going to mention right now or on here. But let's just put it this way. Ever since then, I have not liked him, and I have watched what he always has his hands in. And I know they say, oh, this is a conspiracy theory. And maybe it is. Maybe Gates doesn't have anything to do with the formula shortage. I don't know. But I just find it interesting how, you know, if you follow the money, it just seems a little fishy to me. Let's just put it that way. Okay. But can we just start with, we shouldn't even be having a shortage in the first place, because we should be helping moms nurse, okay? I know this is like not a popular opinion, or at least it wasn't years ago. It's becoming more popular, but I still get a lot of pushback from this. And here's the thing is breastfeeding does wonders, not only for the baby, but for the mother. And some of the reasons why you should not breastfeed is just straight sickening and selfish. So let's first talk about the reasons why you should breastfeed or you should nurse. One of the biggest reasons is just how good it is for mom and baby. It provides so much nutrition to the baby, especially the very first milk, and that's called colostrum. It is basically the perfect first food for babies. It helps protect the baby. It helps fight all types of viruses, colds, flus. And what's really, really interesting to me is that, like, if your baby is, like, sick, the baby's saliva basically tells your mammary glands, hey, I'm sick. And so your body will actually make antibodies and help that baby heal. Which is amazing to me. Like, wow, that's awesome. Like how that works. And it also helps prevent things like, certain cancers like leukemia and, non-Hodgkin's disease. So there's so much information that your body gives, like, or the baby's body gives to the mom that your body produces that for the baby. It's just mind blowing. So definitely the best thing. And of course, we also see that it helps fight cancer or reduce cancer rates in women. So the National Cancer Institute has associated with decrease of breast and ovarian cancers for moms. So, like, That's amazing. It also helps moms get back to like their pre-pregnancy body shape. So it helps burn calories. I think it's like 500 or 600 calories a day. As long as you're eating a healthy diet, which you want to do anyway, because you are feeding that baby. It also lowers sudden infant disease or SIDS. And I think it was a German study that found that it has a lower risk of SIDS, even at just feeding for 1 month, reduced it in half. So just 1 month of feeding your baby reduced SIDS in half. That's just amazing. It's also a natural birth control. So it's like 98%, 98% less likely you're going to get pregnant while you're nursing. That's just the way that the body is designed. And it also helps babies become smarter. So there's been a lot of research on this, and it has showed that there is a connection between breastfeeding and cognitive development. IQ scores are higher and improves kind of like all around brain development for babies when they're breastfed. So bonus, 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 right? And it definitely creates a stronger and greater bond between the mother and the infant. It's skin-to-skin contact. There is a bonding hormone that happens, same when you're like being hugged or kissed. And so that creates a really good bond. And I don't know, I would say that I nursed my babies, and I will say sometimes I can no longer have children. And I just, that was one of the best things I could say about nursing, was like, I can't even describe the bond. And there's just something that just melts my heart when I think about, you know, nursing my kids. And I don't know if it's because you yourself are providing for your child everything it needs at that time. And it's, the bond is just so, so great. I don't know how to describe it. Okay. Also, you know, it's free. Like, I mean, formula, I think costs like on average, like $200 to $600 a month, right? And probably even more right now, but, you know, that's a lot, right? $1,200 to what is that? Over $7,000-$8,000 a year in savings just for producing your own milk. Like, we should be promoting that to families in socioeconomic, with people who cannot afford formula, even with WIC. We should be giving that to the moms. We should be pushing that way more. And, of course, when you're nursing, it's the right temperature each time, right? Like, you're not having to worry, oh, is it too hot? Is it too cold? And it also helps with the gas. So a lot of babies who are fed formula and in bottles, they have colic. That's what I suffered from when I was little. I was formula fed and from a bottle. And I mean, my parents basically said it was a nightmare because I would be up all night screaming my head off, you know, projectile vomiting. And, babies who are nursed have, you know, don't have to deal with that. And I know that there are some instances where the baby can be allergic to mom's milk, but that's pretty, pretty rare. And a lot of times I have found that people said that it wasn't so much that it was mom's milk, it was actually the food that mom was eating that was making the baby sick. So, I mean, those are just some things, you know, you have to be aware of. And of course, all of that creates more confidence in moms. So they have a higher self-confidence because there is that really good close connection to your child. Let's talk about some problems that can arise. So there are a wide variety of things that could go wrong when you're breastfeeding. Most of them are manageable. So some of the things are going to be like, probably the most common is going to be like your sore and cracked nipples. So one thing you could do is take breast milk after you're done feeding and basically take it and like rub it in, and it will help heal. There's also like lanolin and other different breast creams that you can use that will allow for your nipples to heal and not get cracked. Another thing could be that the baby's not latching on. So to remedy this, you can do things like there's like this nipple guard or like a nipple shield that you attach to your nipple. And not only does it help with the sore or cracked nipples, but it could also help with the latching of your breast, of the nipple to your child, you know, latching on correctly. Some babies just don't latch on very well. This was my son. One of the things I think is really important. So I didn't really, first of all, I didn't have anybody to help me understand this. So when I went in, this is my first child, I go in and say, okay, I do not want him to have a pacifier. I want him, you know, to be nursed. We did have a traumatic birth. So he came out and he was like black and blue. It was pretty traumatic. And he was taken away from me for several hours and he came back with a pacifier in his mouth. So this can cause nipple confusion. And I just had a hard time getting him to latch on from the very beginning. I worked with a lactation consultant. But the thing is, when you get ready to have your baby, you need to let them know, like, give me my baby as soon as the baby's born. Like, do not even take him away to clean him up or anything like that. They need to latch on immediately or as like super soon. That way they do have a good latch. With a lactation consultant, they can definitely help you. And especially like lactation consultants, like, are amazing for not just for this, but for all types of reasons. If you have like some other problems, definitely talk to a lactation consultant. And I believe it's Lala Lig. I will put it down in the notes where you can find a consultant. Also, the hospitals usually have names and they will even go to your house to help you. So definitely use them as much as possible. So the other thing you could do, especially like, okay, my son didn't latch on. I had a really hard time. We tried for months and months and months. Sometimes he could and sometimes he wouldn't. Most of the time he wouldn't, should I say. So I pumped. You can get handheld pumps. You can, there was times where I had to basically pump with my hand. Like, that was the only thing into a bottle. And then there's also mechanic pumps where you just put them both. You can get one or two and you just put them up and then they just take it, and you could take that milk, put it in the freezer, and you could freeze it. So there's long-term storage available, and that's really great if you're going to go, if you have to go to work. And by law, workplaces have to allow you to pump. So if you're like, oh, my work won't do it, well, guess what? They have to legally. Like, that's an important thing. You have every right to feed your child proper nutrition. So another thing would be a blocked milk duct or mastitis. So this would cause very painful breasts. So you'd want to see your doctor for that. Or and what you really want to do is to help avoid that is you want to be sure that the baby, you're feeding the baby when it's hungry and you need to empty your breast milk out all the way. So a lot of times you would start with your right or your left, you choose one, and then you would switch. So you need to make sure that that breast is all the way empty, and you'll feel the difference. It's crazy, but you could feel the difference. And once it's empty, then you switch over. Then you could also take nice warm showers or hot compresses to help with that. And you just have to like basically massage it out, and just, it's very, very painful. I'm not going to lie. It was horrible. It makes you feel like you have the flu. Mastitis does. So you definitely want to definitely see a doctor for that, especially if it's not going away on its own. Let's see what else. Okay. Too much breast milk. If you have too much, then you can put it, Save it for later. That's what I did with my kids, is I just saved it for later. We put them in bags, put the date on. And the good thing about saving it for later is, like, when it came to, like, feeding my kids, I made their homemade, like, homemade food. And so I would put the milk in there when I blended up the food and gave it to them. So you're adding nutrients into that. Let's see what else. Okay, the big one. Let's talk about the big one. The one I hear a lot is, I didn't have enough milk, or I tried, but my milk never came in. So sometimes that is very true. And that's when formula should be used, or getting milk from somebody else. However, that is most people that say that, they are not being 100% truthful because they did not try all of their resources. And I know that sounds really rude and ugly, but let me tell you, there are many, many ways that you can increase your milk production. So some ways are going to, of course, make sure you're talking to a lactation consultant, see what's going on. Two, you can increase, make sure you get enough sleep, make sure you're getting lots of fluid. You need to be drinking lots of, like, water and electrolytes, making sure you're hydrating yourself. You're getting good, healthy diet. You know, you're sleeping well. All of this is important. So the thing is, whenever your baby takes a nap, you should be napping too. And I know that's hard sometimes because we have other things. Like when I had my second, I had a toddler. Now, of course, this goes more, and when you have more kids, it's going to be more difficult. But this was a time I would say, okay, it's quiet time. And my toddler sometimes would not, you know, be ready for a nap. So we had different things set up where we kind of all, like, laid down together. I usually would put my arm on him so I could feel him if he got up. But he was being entertained, or he was coloring or writing or, you know, doing something, listening. We think we did Baby Einstein for a while, like, just whatever it took, because my husband was gone. I think he did his 10 days and then he was gone. So, and I didn't have anybody to help me. It was just me and my two kids. So I had to figure it out, and that's what I did. And I would take a nap when Zoe was sleeping. And, you know, all of that's really, really important. Also, there are a lot of different herbs you can use. You can always get, like, mother's milk tea, and there's now cookies, and there's, like, all kinds of awesome things that have different things to help you with your milk. Also, there, make sure that it's okay to take these herbs, you know, talk to your doctor or whatever before, and make sure you don't have any allergies or anything like that. Some herbs include fenugreek, and this is definitely one of the ones that's used in different teas. It kind of smells like maple syrup, like a bitter, burnt, sugary taste. So just be sure that you're not using, like, a lot, but you know, again, moderation, and just learning to talk to your doctor and lactation nurse. Blessed thistle is one. Fennel, stinging nettle, alfalfa. There is goat's rue and milk thistle, or it could also be called Mary thistle, but this has been actually used for years. With the milk, you know, the idea is, the legend, I guess, is that, like, the milk thistle will increase production because it's milky. But, you know, I don't think that's the way that I remembered it, I guess I'm trying to say. Ginger and garlic. So depending on how your baby handles that, will depend on if you could continue to do that. So some people, or some babies, it hurts their stomach, and they may have some gastro issues. So same with onions. So if you see that your baby's having lots of gas or fussiness or colic or anything like that, that could be your baby telling you they did not like what you ate. So do not do that again. So yeah, there's just so many different ways that you can provide, nurse, you know, mother's milk. for your child, for your baby. And, you know, there's so many excuses to why. And this is where I think our problem comes with. We have over-sexualized the breast to the point that they are not used for milk. Like this, let me tell you some of the reasons I have been told why the mom does not want to nurse. One, breasts are meant for men, not babies. Or it's not natural to breastfeed. These kind of infuriate me when I hear that, because I'm like, are you serious? Like, that's not at all what it is. Like, we have mammary glands for our babies, not for men. So let's remember that. Let's remember that these breasts are to feed our children, our babies. They are not meant for the eyes of a man. So let's get that number one. And that's really has hurt. I mean, we as a community and as a society have failed mothers. So number two, I have heard things like, well, I don't want to nurse because I want to continue to smoke or to continue to drink or do whatever. So it's very selfish, reasons. And it's like, you can't stop that bad habit because your child doesn't mean, like, what? I don't even understand that. Like, to me, I'm like, that's so, I don't get it. Okay. Some other things I have heard are things like, of course, I can't, because I have to go back to work. Well, I know lots of mothers, my sister-in-law, for instance, and when I owned a childcare facility, they pumped their milk and they went in and I had one girl come in during her lunch break every day and nurse to be with her baby and still continue to work. And then she nursed throughout the day and then gave me the milk for the next day, or, you know, she had a supply. So it can be done. And I know that there are some lies behind that, and it's really heartbreaking when there is a mother who doesn't know that there are options. So that's why I want women to know, hey, I do have the right to pump at work. You have to do it. You know, like, that's the law. So make sure you know that and your employer knows that. Another one I've heard is, oh, well, I want the father to feed them. So that's great. Honestly, that's awesome. You know, the father wants to feed them, you know, obviously you can't. Well, there is technically a boob, like a boob bottle that the dad could technically wear if that's your jam. But you could also know that that could cause nipple confusion if you do bottle and breast. So not all babies develop nipple confusion. That's why if you're going to nurse, you need to be sure you get the right type of bottle nipples so they have reduction of nipple confusion. So I would just say that's awesome that the dad wants to be a part of that. I would wait until as long as you can, because honestly, that's our job as moms. And I understand the whole concept of dads. Like, I get that because my husband did feed my kids a couple times. Not really my daughter. My daughter didn't have a bottle at all. But my son, he did. But it just really needs to be understood that you as a mom or your wife or whoever is listening to this is going to give, you know, nurse the child. Of course, you can always give him milk, have those extra reserves, and then the dad can still feed him, especially if, like, the mom's got to go out, do errands or whatever, go to work, then you should have that supplies. And I get, like, I didn't have anybody to teach me anything about nursing. Like, I didn't have parents or, you know, my grandparents or anything like that say, hey, this is what we should do. So I do understand, like, if you're like, oh, I don't know anything about nursing. Like, it's not in my culture. It's not in my family. It's not anything like that. I don't know anything about it. And that's where I'm saying, as a community, we are failing. And it's really, really sad because we should be supporting this more than formula. Remember, formula is putting money back into people. And I'm all for that. Okay. So I'm all about you know, having a business. But what I'm not for is the fact that these people are telling us as women and as a society that nursing and breast milk is less than a formula, which is completely wrong and opposite of that all. Formula should be used for when mothers are absolutely not able to have that milk. Now, there are women out there, like I have friends who have adopted kids, who have adopted babies, and they bought or someone gave them breast milk because they knew how important it was. And there's also this misconception like, oh, you can get HIV from the breast milk. Okay, that's false. So, like, I'm not even going to go into that. Just know that, like, it's very, like, for that to happen, you have to have the mother have an open wound with blood. And then you would have to have the baby with open wounds in its mouth or something. And it's pretty rare for that to happen. Like, I don't even know if it's ever happened, honestly. I have researched and I haven't really found that was actually been a possibility. So, you know, bollocks. That's all I'm going to say. So there are other ways to be sure that you're getting the best formula for your baby. Or, sorry, the best milk for the baby. But formula should be used for those ones who absolutely can't get milk. Those babies and those parents need it. And we should be uplifting them just as much. I'm not mad if people choose to, you know, use formula for their child or their baby. What I'm mad at is the idea that we have as a society told women, you're only good. Your breasts are only good for men. Like, that's bollocks. Like, that infuriates me so much. And then we wouldn't be in a society where we are so completely dependent upon the idea of, oh no, my baby is going to starve to death if I don't get this formula. And then I was reading recently where it's going all around the internet. You may have seen it, where a girl has decided to not eat breakfast or lunch so that she could feed her baby. And I'm like, that's, if you'd nursed, then you would have had the money to feed yourself and your baby. Like, and, you know, people are like, oh, that's only for the rich. The poor people can't afford to nurse. Okay, but you know what? All around the world, people who live, you know, in tents and that are, they could be considered, I guess, poor, but I don't see them as poor. Sometimes I think they're way richer than we are, but different tribes, they're nursing just fine. They don't have formula. So it's not for just the rich people. That's a lie. We have told so many lies about how breast milk is not as good. Or, you know, you see these things like, oh, this formula got me to this, my child to college. No, that's not true. And we have labeled people of being, oh, if you nurse, you're less than, or, you know, society is so uncomfortable with, you know, a nursing baby that they make such a huge deal out of it. Like, I don't even understand that. And it's really, really sad. And we should not be allowing that. We need to help other women. We need to help other moms. We need to help and say, listen, you are perfectly made. Your body is perfectly made. And those you know, you have every right to nurse your baby and you should nurse your baby. And here are the reasons. And if you need help, I am here for you. But don't be one of these people who just straight up has an excuse. If anything, just admit you don't want to nurse. Like, I don't like hearing a nurse. I can't do it for this reason. Are you sure? Because I don't think that you actually tried. And you know what? If you don't want to do it, fine. But at the same time, you're doing yourself and your child a disservice. And I hope you make a choice for, you know, a known choice. You're not listening to the lies, but you're looking at all of the resources. You're choosing not to do it because that's what you want to do and not because you believe in all of these lies that we've been told. So, all right, guys. That is just some information on nursing. This has definitely been a much longer one than I expected, but this is something I'm passionate about and something that, you know, I just wish more women had this knowledge, and I think we need to be very supportive of each other and help each other know the solutions and help each other and uplift each other and praise them. And if you've had to formula feed your baby, that's okay. I just hope that this will help you or the next person choose breast, because breast milk is best. Breast is best. So, all right, guys, I hope you guys have a great night, and I look forward to seeing you guys, the next show. Thanks. Bye.